Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin Gimel. Kuf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Kuf Ayin Gimel right on top. Just one thought related, again, it's a large topic, but just wanted to say one point related to the Machlokes that was mentioned yesterday by the Gemara, Derech Agav. The Gemara was speaking about the case where somebody brings a shtar to court, and the shtar says, Reuven owes you. So is you good enough? So is that called a Tfisas Bal Hashtar? So the Gemara says, maybe it is, just like Hayom is good enough in the get. And the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe the Hayom case is only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eide Mesira Karsi, that the important the important Eidim when it comes to a get are the witnesses that see the giving of the get, and not specifically the ones that are signed in the get. And that's why there are less requirements in terms of the chasima. The Eidim are not as crucial, are not crucial, because only the Eidim Mesira are key, and that's why you wouldn't have to write the date in the get as well. Masha'enki, when it comes to you, it could be that that would be a problem. So just one thought. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Tzvi, a number of this is from Rav Soloveitchik, in Simen Chav Gimel, in his Kutris Binyani Shtaris, and he writes at the beginning that this is all the thoughts of Rav Soloveitchik. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, whether Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi is only within the world of Shtare Kinyan. When it comes to Shtari Raya, for sure the Chasimas have to be the key. Or else how would the Raya take place? If it's a Shtar Raya, then it has to be that the Shtar functions as proof. And the Shtar cannot function as proof if there are no witnesses in the Shtar. So when it comes to Shtari Raya, everybody agrees, if you will, to Eide Chasima Karsi, that Eide Chasima are the key. The Machlokas is by Shtari Kinyan. What is the definition of a Shtar Kinyan? According to Rabbi Meir, who says that by Shtari Kinyan, Eide Chasima Karsi, so then there is an affinity, there is a connection between the two types of Shtaris. Shtari Raya are for sure Eide Chasima Karsi. What about Shtari Kinyan? Rabbi Meir says there too. There too, the Eide Chasima are the key. Meaning what? What does that mean that the Eidim play a role? Because the Eidim are the Raya in the Shtar. So a Shtar Kinyan means that once the acceptor of the Kinyan is holding the Shtar Sheyesh Bo Raya, that itself is the Kinyan. That itself is the Kinyan. Because Eidi Chasim are the key. What do they have to do about the Kinyan? The answer is that there's a connection between Eidi Shtar Raya and a Shtar Kinyan. And the Shtar Kinyan works that once the Baal HaShtar is holding the Raya in his hand, that itself is the Kinyan. Masha'en came when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds Eidi Mesira Karsi. He's saying there is a big difference between Eidi Chasim Karsi and Eidi Mesira Karsi between Shtari Raya and Shtari Kinyan. Gidri Shtari Kinyan Shona Lagamre Migeder Shtari Raya. Ta'af the Inyan Shtar Raya Gidro Eidus Ksa Biksa Midasa Meschayev. Shtar Raya, it's all about what's written in it. The Eidus in the Ksa, that's the Raya. Become Akam Geder Shtar Kinyan Hainu. What's Shtar Kinyan? No, that's telling over the story in the Shtar. Nothing to do with the Eidim. You don't need Eidim. But Sipur Alis Daraisa. Sipur Hamaisa Biksav Hanimsar Bifnei Eidim. Shtar Kinyan functions as I hold the story in my hand. Right? I am a woman and I hold the story that so and so my husband divorced me. That's the Kinyan. Not that I'm holding any type of Raya, because there is no Raya. There are no witnesses here. But it's holding the Sipur Dvarim. Right? And that is why the Gemara talks about in various places, Nafkaminas, do you need Chasima Lishma? According to Rabbi Meir, you need Chasima Lishma because it's the Raya Shebo that functions as the Kinyan. And therefore, the Chasimas have to have a certain integrity. Masha'enki, when it comes to Shtare, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need Chasima Lishma because the key is not the Chasimas. The key is the story. And that is why one wouldn't need Chasima Lishma. Or the other... The other Nafkamina Gemara mentions, the beginning of Maseches Gittin, is, according to Rabbi Meir, you need the shtar to be written on a ksav she'enu yachol lehizdayef. It cannot be forged. It cannot be forged because it has to be something that can function as raya. If it's efshel lehizdayef, that cannot function as raya. Masha'enki Rabbi Eliezer, he would have more flexibility because it's not the raya shabbo, it's just the story. As long as you have the story in there, so then that would be good enough. Okay, a number of other nafkaminas, but that is what Rav Soloveitchik suggested regarding the machlokas, one basic point about the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. Okay, let's continue. Okay, a couple of more yesodos about shtaris on today's daf. as we continue through the last couple of amudim and dafim in Vavavastra, and we get into later the sugya of Arvus, the last sugya in the Masechta. Okay, top of the Kuf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. If you remember, the Mishnah just had the case. Two Yosef ben Shimon's in one city. So the Mishnah said that they cannot be motzi ishtar chov on each other, because rechoshi is that it fell from the other one and is really paid up, and nobody else can be motzi ishtar chov on them, because each one will say, hey, I didn't borrow from you, it was really the other guy that borrowed from you. He has no way to get out of it. So the Gemara says 1 minute, but we have a brisa that says otherwise. V'ela haditanya kishem she'in motziin shtar chov zel zeh, just like they cannot take a shtar chov on each other, kach ein motziin al acherim. So too, they cannot take out a shtar chov on others, which the Mishnah never said. The Mishnah, we said we were b'dayik for the Mishnah, the opposite. That the one case in the Mishnah that's okay is that either of these people can be motziin shtar chov on others. But this brisa says that it can't be. You can't do anything, these people. You can't take a shtar chov out on them. They can't take a shtar chov on others. So what's the machlokas about? But my kibbutzliki, what's the machlokas between the Mishnah and the brisa about whether they can take a shtar chov out on others? Says the Gemara, a couple of possibilities. Number one, ba'osios niknos b'mesira kamiflagi. Whether letters can be transferred through giving over, they argue. The machlokas that we have had a number of times before, and that is, how can I transfer a shtar to you? A shtar that says, Reuven owes me $100, can I just give that to you? Is that good enough? That's called a osios niknos b'mesira. Or do I say no? Do I say it cannot work? I have to write or say in there, you are kona this shtar and everything that is written in it and all the shibudim that come out of the shtar. I can't just do a mesira. I have to designate and say that whole declaration. So, says the Gemara, maybe that's what it's talking about here. Why? Tana didan savar osios dikas b'mesira. Our Tana holds that osios dikas b'mesira just by giving it over. And we're not choshesh that anything fell out. But what are we worried about? Says the Gemara, we're not worried about one Yosef ben Shimon lost it and one Yosef ben Shimon found it, but Tana didan savar, fourth wide line of the Rashba. L'nefilu d'chad lo chashinon. Michael Amemar, Dilma ihu yavle, osios niklas b'mesira. V'yal karcho yipara lo l'misha shtar b'yado. You're not choshesh that anything fell down. So your only thing way that he could have gotten it is if it was given to him, fine. It was given to him, that's all you need. And that's why they could take out a shtar chov on others, because of osios niknos b'mesira. But Tana brasavar, ein osios niknos b'mesira. And the other Tana says, no, the brisa says osios are not niknos b'mesira, they have to have bekinyan and other ways of transferring it, and therefore, if somebody has it, there's no raya. We don't know how he got it. Maybe it was given over, but that wouldn't be good enough. So therefore, he cannot take any b'motzi ishtar on others. We mentioned in the past another thought of Rav Soloveitchik. He was major when learning the sugi of shtaros. You can't move without his words. In one of his yartzeit shirim, shirim lezecha b'mari, we know Gimel Shvat was the yartzeit of his father. He always gave a yartzeit shir. So there, in the first volume, they say he always gave a shir on arachayim topics. I was never zochet to hear it. I was too young. Always gave a shir on arachayim topics. You know, Kriya Shema, Sibrisius Mitzrayim, Tefillah, Psuki de Zimra, Kiddush, Havdalah, Talmud Torah, Tainus Sibur, Covenant Oneg, all these types. So then you look and you see one that's somewhat more, you know, hardcore lumdus, that is Osios Niknos B'Mesira. So they say he did that 1 year, and then he went back to the other types, because, you know, it was a very far ranging, wide ranging audience, so he wanted to have something like Adavar Shavah L'Chol Nefesh, so therefore he went back to Kilayim B'Tzitzes, Ksiva Sefer Torah. But you have one there, Osios Niknos B'Mesira. That's what we're going to focus on. So says the Rav there, he quotes a Gemara Sanhedrin that Bez Hashem we're going to see in another month. Sanhedrin Daflam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Sahi Itza, Yenafik Shtar B'Tusa Yada. There was a woman that had a shtar. She was a shlish. She was a third party. She was holding a shtar that says, Reuven owes Shimon money. And all of a sudden, she says, Amrle, Yadana B'Hai Shtar D'Priya Havei. I know this shtar is paid up. Shtar is a regular shtar. It just says, Reuven owes Shimon $100. She's holding it. And therefore, the Gemara says that she says that, I know that this shtar is paid up. Himne Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her. The shtar was not collectible. And Rabbi says to Rav Nachman, why? Karebi de'amar osios niklas b'mesira. It must be like Rebbe that osios niklas b'mesira. And Amar Leh, he answers him, no. Shiny hacha de'iboi kalse. No, nothing to do with Rabbi Osias Nicholas and Mesira. Even if you say Osias not Nicholas and Mesira, but she has a migu. She could have just burned up the star. She didn't have to present it at all. The fact that she presents it, it says it's paid up, so she has a migu, because she could have burned up the whole star. Answer Salvation, what was the Havamina here? The Gemara said, oh, this is based on the sugi of Osias Nicholas and Mesira? What are you talking about? It's the Shlish, the third party, is holding the star. So what did that have to do with Osias Nicholas and Mesira? She doesn't own the star. She wasn't Nikne the star. She wasn't coded. So what does the Gemara mean that that's the Hava mean? It doesn't sound like that's rejected the Maskana either. It just sounds like she has a Migu and that beats this. But what would be the Svara of saying that Osios and Nikras B'Mesira here? So Rashi there says, Hamocher Shtarchov V'Chaveiro Kana Hachov B'Mesira is Osios V'Hachanami K'Na'aso V'Havi K'Dida V'Ne'amanis Lomar Parua. It's as if it's hers. What does that mean, it's as if it's hers? But she doesn't own this star, she's a shlish. Says Soloveitchik, you know what you see from here? The machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan are about whether Osias Nicholas and Mesira or not. It's not a machlokas about a kinyan, a machlokas about kinyanim. How do you transfer a star? It's a machlokas about a kinyan, chazaka, Mesira. No, the focus is about star. The focus is, how does a star generally work? As we mentioned, a star, all the star says is that Reuven owes Shimon money. But when the Baal HaShtar holds that star, you are Mischayev to me. We spoke yesterday about the Das of Mischayev. So the committing party commits the Das and creates the star. Once then the other party holds the star, then the star talks. There's a Hagadas Eidus Shtebishtar. The star says, I'm not paid up. Even though in the star it says nothing about that. In the star it just says Reuven owes Shimon money. We have no idea if it's paid up or not. But that's the magic of a star. That's the chiddush of the din d'oraisa of star. That star chabiyadi my boy. There's a chazaka. There's an edus that the star was not paid up. Umigu, I'll read you his words. Umigu fel shel star mevatzbetes ve'oleh hochacha l'chol tainosav. Afal pi she'ein sviras dvarm shebo osekas b'hem klal. Even though the star doesn't say anything like that. L'mashal, we don't know if it was paid up or not, but the star says, I am not paid up. The star says that the person holding me is the real Baal HaShtar. And he always quotes the Rambam that we mentioned, the Rambam in Hilchos Mavo Vilove, Perek Yudalet Halacha Yud, where the Rambam says that if somebody has a star with an Eid Echad in the star, and the person says, I paid up already. So we imply the principle of Bitoch She'edi Yechach Lishava Mishalem. Even though he cannot, since he can't pay, he has to take a shvua. I'm sorry, since he can't take a shvua because he's saying parati, so he can't take a shvua. So therefore, he has to pay. But you see, it's a real Eid Echad. The star is made on everything about the star. So that is by a regular star. The Baal HaShtar is tofes the star, and it works. You know what the machlokas is between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Whether a person who is not the written Baal HaShtar can be a Baal HaShtar. That's the machlokas. Rebbe holds Osi and Sikas of Mesira, that if I hold a star that says Reuven owes Shimon money, but I'm Levi, can I be the Baal HaShtar even though my name is not written in the star? Rebbe says, yes! Osi and Sikas of Mesira, that's the Chiddush. That the Baal HaShtar can be toe-faced. If he's toe-faced the star, boom, it works! And that's how that Gemara applies this concept to a Shlish. A shlish is not the person, you know what? But he still has namonis. The star talks about itself, even if the shlish is holding it. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph. That's how you can apply the principle. But she ekeh, according to the Rabbanan, ain't osios nikras b'mesira. Why? Because you're not the Baal HaShtar. You're not the Baal HaShtar. You can't just hold it and say, you're not written in there. So therefore, we need some other type of kinyan in order to transfer it into your rishus. And he answers about 15 other questions, as he always did, Kedarka Bakodesh, starting with 15 questions and then answering them one by one with his chiddush. Okay. We spoke about this back on Daf Ayin Vav. That was the last place this came up. Okay, let's continue. So that was the first suggestion. What is the machlokas about Osios Nikras V'Mesira? The machlokas is, as we just explained, and that is the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether one Yosef ben Shimon can be motzi a star against a Baal Chov. Our Mishnah again says that Osios and Nikras b'Mesira, so therefore he can. We're not Choshish for Nefila, right? That's within this Manda Amar. And the Braisa says, no, Osios is not Nikras b'Mesira, therefore we cannot trust. Good. V'ibayis ema, second possibility. What else might this machlokas be about? To kuli alma osios niklas ben besira. Really, everybody agrees osios are niklas ben besira. And according in the Rav's words, and Rav Soloveitchik's words, and a bal hashtar could be somebody who's not written in the shtar. It could just be transferred over. V'hacha b'tzarech lahavi raya kamiflagi. The machlokas is, everybody agrees that osios, it can be transferred, but the question is there a higher standard that maybe this is just he's just a shomer on the shtar? Who says it was transferred to him to be the Baal HaShtar? If we know he is the Baal HaShtar, then it would work. Osios Niklas B'Mesira, if we witness it. But how do we know? He has to prove that it was given to him, B'Toras Baal HaShtar. Tana didan savar ein tzarech lahavi raya. Our Tana says that you don't have to bring a raya, and therefore it's collectible. V'tana bra savar tzarech lahavi raya. And a Tana bra, the Brisa says that he has to bring a raya. Why is this worse than any other? Why would the Brisa say you have to bring a raya? If I'm holding a shirt, that's mine. I must be chavala v'raya. If I'm holding every other metaltalin, it's mine. Period. Why do I have to bring a raya here? More than any other metaltalin? So what's the answer? Similar to what we just said, because the Ritva says, because somebody else's name is written in this. Right? It's as if you're holding a cup that says somebody else's name on it. So then you have to bring a raya that it's yours. What are you doing with it? Says the Ritva. That's Pashut. Gavagav the metaltalin to Alma, Kuli Alma, Ein Sarach, Lavi Raya, Ala Mekach, Kiva Shetofis Bohem, Shetfisas Oraya, but Savar Abaya, the shiny Hacha. New two reasons. Shegufan mamon. Over there, in by normal metaltzlin, they're inherently the asset. Ubamasha hu tafus hu balazakos. And he's trying to be toe-faced what he's holding. It's in his hand, and he wants to keep it. Va'od, and also, it has the other person's name on it. But here, he's not trying to be toe-faced what's in his hand. He's trying to be toe-faced what's represented by what's in his hand. So that makes it worse. Plus the fact that it has somebody else's name on it. So those two reasons make it that this is worse than regular mitaltalin. So that's the svara for the Tana Bra, the Brisa, which says that you have to bring a raya. So where else do you have this machlokas? To Itmar, because you have a machlokas on Maroim, Osios Niklas B'Mesira. So even within the machlokas of Osios Niklas B'Mesira, Abaya Amar Tzarech Lahavi Raya, V'Rav Amar Ina Tzarech Lahavi Raya. Again, if you would know for sure that it was transferred B'Toras Shtar, so then fine, it would be good. The machlokas is, are we choshesh that it was given as a pikadon, as something else, period. Who do we paskin like? Osios Niklas B'Mesira, Niklas B'Mesira. So if you look in the riff here on the second to last page in Meseches Baba Basra, says the riff, Afa gav damin in hacha de kule alma bein tana de masisra bein tana de braisa, Osios Niklas B'Mesira, even though this Gemara, what did this Gemara say? Kule alma Osios Niklas B'Mesira, the machlokas is within a bayin rabba, within that shita. Even though the Gemara says that, and Abai and Rava both hold Osios Niklas B'Mesira, lo samchina naha. We don't paskin that way. You don't rely on this Gemara. Taha ameimar v'ravashi debasroinun. Ameimar and Ravashi were later Amoraim, right? They put, Ravashi put together the Gemara. And pasku halacha, the Perak HaMochor HaSasfina, earlier in the Perak HaMochor HaSasfina, they paskin, ein Osios Niklas B'Mesira. And here, it's just a new kimta. Here it doesn't really mean it really to Lin Yipsak. But they mean Hacha Ukimta Ba'almahi Velav de Samchahuv Hachid Pasku Rabbana Keshishi Kidakasimna. All my elder rabbis Paskin in Osios Niklas B'Mesira, even though the Gemara seems to go in that direction in this Gemara. Says the Baal Amor, even if they have a raya, that it was transferred, but you need more than just a transfer. You need a kinyan. Says the Baal Amor right there on Daf Pei in Baba Basra, quotes the Rif, the Kashali, Vakulu Ukimta de Ukme Hacha Bigamara, Svirli Osios Niklas B'Mesira. Minale Ukimta de Samcha. Maybe, how do you know it's like an Asmachta? How do you know not to take it literally? It sounds pretty serious. It doesn't sound like it. Venira Lee, so that he says, what do you do about other Gemaras? Other Gemaras seem to say that, you know, we paskin ain't Osios Niklas B'Mesira. So how can our Gemara seem to say Osios Niklas B'Mesira? So the Baal Amor is bothered. Our Gemara sounds one way, but you don't want to reject other Gemaras. So he says, Tzvei Dinim. There's two types of Osios Niklas B'Mesira. Two types of sugyas. Here is different, and this works beautifully according to the Rav. I don't know if he quotes it. It's 20 pages. I didn't read the whole thing. He says, here is different, and you would say, oh, Zeus Nikos Mesiri, even though you're, usually you don't. You know why? Because here it's the same name. Here the guy is the same name as what's written in the Shtar. We're forgetting. We're talking about Shnei Yosef and Shimon's. So even if in general you say Ein Osi Osekas Mevesira, but here it can because it's the same name. So you don't have that Reyesa that a different name is written in the Shtar. Ava Osi Ostahacha Kada Mevesira Belvad Lefisha Gufa Shtar Omi Lo Bavakam Mekseva Kiva Chehu Kasuv Al Shem Yosef and Shimon V'Shem Zeh Yosef and Shimon K'Shem Zeh. Unbelievable, Baal Amor, says the Baal Amor. Have all the shas. There's no stira and sugyas, right? Everything fits together beautifully. Usually, you paskin ein osi osikas v'sira. This gemara is different. We would paskin osi osikas v'sira because it has the say. He has the same name. Look in the Rashba. The Rashba says, I don't like the Baal Amor. He always argues with the Rif. Look at the Ritva paskins like him. So again, there's a whole labedik about this sugya. There's even a machlokas within, you know, who do you paskin like? Tzorch lahavi raya or ain't tzorch lahavi raya? So the question is, if you look in the Rambam in Vav Yud Aleph seems to paskin like Abaya. Seems to paskin like Abaya. That tzorch lahavi raya. And the Shaila is, this is not one of the Yal Kagams. We know the Gemara says elsewhere that we pass like Abaya against Rav in six places. Yal Kagam is the abbreviation, the Rashi Tevis. So the way, that's the Nosei, you look at the Nosei Kalim, they say, well, we don't really pass it. By Rav are arguing within the Shita of Osi Yosef B'Mesira. And therefore we really pass like the other Shitas. This isn't a regular Osi Yosef B'Mesira. This isn't a regular Machlokas Yal Kagam. It's a Machlokas about earlier Mishnayos. So they work out exactly how the Rambam paskins that way. Okay. Either way, let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So we have machlokas here between Abaye and Rava within the Shita of Osios Dikas Mibisira, that if we knew for sure the Shtar was transferred to Torah Shtar, that it would work. The machlokas is, do you need a raya that it was transferred to Torah Shtar? So Amar Abaye, Mino Amin Allah, how do I know that you have to bring a raya? To Tanya, because we have a raya, Echem Na'achad Shahashtar Chov Yotzei Bitachas Yadav. You have brothers, and one of the brothers has a Shtar that says that their father is owed money, that the estate is owed money. And one of them is holding it and saying, hey, it's all mine. You gave it to me, the father gave it to me. So, Alav Lahavi Raya. So he has to bring a raya, because or else we assume it's everybody's. We don't assume it's just this one brother's. So he has to bring a raya. So my love, what din lachrini? So same thing, this is brothers, but it applies to every case. Everybody always has to bring a raya. The Rava Amar, and Rava says no. Shiny ach in the Shamtu Miyadadi. So no, specifically brothers have to bring a raya, because they fight with each other. They fight with each other, they grab things from each other. They let loose a little more, right? This is one of the sources in Shas for sibling rivalry. Right, sibling rivalry, yeah? You take more advantage of your siblings than you do of your friends. Right here, they fight with each other, so that's why they have to bring a raya. But others would not have to bring a raya. Or Igadami, the other version. Amar Rav, I mean, how does Rav say that, no, that you don't have to bring a raya? Titania, same braisa. Echem anachash shar chov yotzi b'dachas yado. Alav lahavi raya. Achad hu deshanti miyado diyav alachrini lo. Only brothers. V'abaya, achad itzri chalei. But Abaya, no, specifically brothers need to be listed. Salkadai dachamina, I might think kiva deshanti miyado di. Ema mizdahir zihibi vlo tzri chalavi raya. I would think just the opposite. Because I know that my brother likes to take things from me, I'm going to be extra careful with it. And therefore, if they have it, it must be that he got it fair and square. Kamash Balan, even there you have to bring a raya. Fine. So what did we talk about so far? The Mishnah and the Braisa that had two opinions whether the Yosef and Shimon can have a shtar chov against somebody else in the city. What about, but everybody agreed, that he cannot take out shtar chovos against each other. That's what they agreed. But now look at this braisa. Ella hadatanya kishem shemotzi hein shtar chov al acherim kach motzi et zel zeh b'maika miflagis. We have a braisa that says no. They could even take out shtar chovos on each other. The most makel shita for them. It depends who you look at. The one who's collecting is makel for him. So what is that machlokas about? Why would we allow? Why aren't we choshesh that one Yosef and Shimon lost it and the other one found it? The machlokas is whether we would write a star for a lovi even though the malva is not there. Why? What are we afraid of? Tana didon savar kosher shdalolov al bishemal veimo. What our Mishnah holds that he's not allowed to collect with this, because why? We're choshish to the following, that we write a shdal for alov even though the malva is not there. So zimnin da azul agabi safra visadi. One of these Yosef b'Shimon's will go to a sofer and witnesses. V'yamalo kisvu lishtara debina lemeza b'Yosef b'Shimon chavrai. Please write me a shtar because I want to borrow money from Yosef ben Shimon, my friend. Ubasar dekasvi lechasmile, and after it's signed and sealed and written, Nikitale, he'll take it. V'yamalei, he'll bring it to his friend and say, Havli mea diazis minai. Hey, you borrow money from me. Right? It's such a simple fraud. That's possible. He'll get it written for him as if he owes the money and he'll use it to collect. So that is why our Mishnah says it's not collectible, because you're allowed to write the shtar for the loven, not in front of the malva. So that's why he says it's not allowed. Tana brasavar inkos v'shalalova al sheimal v'imo. And the Bryce says, no, it's not allowed. So therefore, we're never choshish about this, because it would never be written unless they are both sitting there. The Rush in the Sidibu Kubetzes points out that, what's that? Didn't we have in the Mishnah a couple days ago that everybody agrees, kosvin shtar lolova v'sheimal v'imo? We had it last week that we do this, even though, right, the top line of Kuf Samach Zayin Amabez, that's the Mishnah. So the Rush says, and the Sidibu Kubetzes says, no, everybody agrees that in general, specifically here, we have the same name. Here would we write it? Right, so then the burden of proof is on the other one. So how could anybody say that they would write it in this case? How can the Eidim sign Yosef and Shimon lends money to Yosef and Shimon? It's, of course they're not gonna let that happen. So why would we? So the Ritva says it must be they're just not gonna focus on the names. They're so used to writing and witnesses and they'll just write, okay, what do you have? Who do you fill in here into the Torah? Oh, Yosef and Shimon here. They'll get distracted. Yosef and Shimon. They won't realize it. If they don't realize it, then of course he might try to like just distract them and make them not focus on what the names are. Names are being written, but if anybody's sitting there, they obviously probably wouldn't allow this to take place. But just on a practical level, it might occur.
They said mimeni instead of the name.
What? Mimeni instead of I don't know. Didn't suggest that. Okay. Continuing. Nimsa la'echad bein shtarosav shorosh Yosef paru shorosh Yosef b'Shimon parua shtarosh shnei paruim. As we said in the Mishnah, that if you find a star, or if a father finds among his staros, that the star of Yosef b'Shimon is paid up, then it's paid up. Mashma, taima, denimsa. It's mashma only if it's found, halo nimsa, matimathik. But if you don't find something that says it's paid up, you would be able to collect from it. But didn't the previous line, va'anan, v'lo acher yachol hosi alei shtar chov tnan. The previous line says nobody can have a shtar chov against them. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Meshulashin. You're right, we're talking about a case where you know specifically which one it is, because you have the grandfather written on. V'nechzi tavra bishma deman dechasiv. So why don't you check the receipt? What did the receipt say? The case, the shtar that says it's paid up, why don't you check that? Amar Avoshia b'mishulashin b'shtar v'mishulashin b'shofar. That's what it is. Mishulashin b'shtar, and therefore you're able to have a balchov, but they're not mishulashin the shofar. So on the shtaris, you know, it's two different shtaris. One has they each have different grandfathers. But in the shofar, it just says the father, him and the fathers. That's why there's no raya either way. Abaya amar hachika amar. Or Abaya has a different b'shtar. He says, nimse lilove bein shtarosav shtarosh Yosef ben Shimon alai parua shtarashnehem paruim. He finds, the Love finds, so then the Shtaros are both Peruan. It's not that the Malve finds, it's that the Love finds. So that's why it's not a problem. The Rashbam notes here, and earlier on the daf also, in any of these cases, if one of the Yosef and Shimon's has a Harsha'a, which we had back in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, has a real, what we would call power of attorney from the other one, then everybody agrees they'd be able to collect. Because that is Dokshash of anything, because you see the other one gave him power of attorney to be able to collect. If they write out Harsha'a, that would for sure be okay. The Meiri says here that even though it's true that they won't have to pay up, but midine shamayim, he should probably pay both cases. Right, he would probably pay both because he knows somebody. He doesn't know which one. So chayiv b'dine midine adam, but probably I would say chayiv b'dine shamayim. Okay, last line before the Mishnah. Ketzed Yasu Yishaleshu Tana Ibha Yishneim Kohanim Yikasvu Doros. If they're the same great father and grandfather, and they're all Kanim or Leviim, Try to go up another generation. Tiferes Yisrael said, we said yesterday that people don't usually know it. That's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. But if there's any other way that you could figure it out to separate them, to distinguish them, you should. Here we go. Homer Lebeno, Mishnah. Homer Lebeno, no, we're not there yet. No, we are at this Mishnah. Homer Lebeno, Shtar Beit Shtarosai Parua. Somebody says to their son, the Rashbam says, Mitzavim Achmas Visa, on his deathbed. Right, he says to his son, what if my shtaros is paid up? Ve'edi Odea Ezehu. I'm not sure which one. Right, the son has 40, the son's waiting for the father to die, so he collects 400 shtaros. And the father, before he dies, says, one of them is paid up. I don't know which one. Shtaros Kulin Pruin. Forget it, they're all paid up. They're all paid up, because you don't know which one it is. Nimsa Le'echod Sham Shnayim. If he owes somebody two documents, let's say he owes Reuven $100 and $200, so then Hagodosh Parua, Hakatanina Parua, then only one of them is Parua, so then he still has to pay the small one. Hamotze Mechaveiro, Alav Haraya. So in the Achronim discuss, what is he allowed to be Choserbo? What if he gets better? And they say, oh no, I didn't, they're not paid up. Is he allowed to be Choserbo, or is he allowed to say which one? Is he allowed to specify which one? So that is a discussion in the Shar HaMishpat, right? If he says, oh, now I remember which one is Parua, right? Kiva shebetchila hodesh yishtar Parua, yicholim kol alovim ledchoso shashtar sheishlo alei Parua. Shashar HaMishpat says he can't. He can't retract, because once he's mara, once he weakens every shtar, that it's finished, he cannot strengthen it anymore. The Shach is not so sure. Amar Rava, continuing, shtar lecha biyadi parua, if somebody says, the shtar that you have in my hand is parua, hagol de parua, vakadadena parua, again, only the big one is parua, because I'm most mechavar levarai, you can still get the small one. Chov lecha biyadi parua, if it doesn't say the shtar in your hand, but your obligation in my hand is parua, that's a more general lashon, shtar is kulon peruin. That we assume that means any obligation that you have, even if it comes out of a few shtaros. Amale Ravina la Rava. What, you're telling me the word chov is all-inclusive? What about this case? Elameata, sadai mechur lecha, sadeh gedola mechur lo. If I sell my field, then I sell you my big field. Sadeh sheyeshli mechur lecha, but the field, right, not sadai, but sadeh, field, like chov, mechur lecha, kol sadosa mechur lo. But if you just say the word field, does that include everything? Is that also a general one singular word can mean everything? So the Gemara says no. Another point is that the balashtar is, he loses, because everyone, this is a chov. So specifically in that case, yad balashtar ala tachtona, because hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. Okay, and the word sadeh is not meant to be taken that way. So therefore, you cannot compare the cases. Okay, Mishnah. So we are now up to the sugya of Arev. Says the Mishnah. Hamalves chaveiro al yidei Arev lo yipara min ha'arev. If somebody lends their friend money with a guarantor, he guarantees, so he cannot get paid back from the Arev. The Gemara will say this means, that's the whole point of the Arev. So the Gemara will say it means he can't pay back, he can't go to the Arev first. Right, that's what we're in before you go to the Lova. A couple of general points about Arev right here that the Rishonim point out. Number one, that the Muki Yosef says here that where do you go to first? Do you go to Lekuchos first or do you go to an Arev first? What if a Lova sold property? So do you go to Arev first or Lekuchos first? Says the Muki Yosef, Nira Be'enai, that you go to Lekuchos first. Because that property was and again, the Lova has no money left. You go to Lekuchos first before the Arev, because Lekuchos is still connected to this Lova, and therefore they are collected from first. The Nira Lebefarshim Zal, Sheyachol Likbos Min HaLekuchos, the Cheda did Sheyipara Mehem Tchila, Sheyin Lekuchos Yichol Letchot, so Isal HaKablan, they can't say, go to the Arev, I left you, Hinachti Lecha Makom Shetigve Mimenu, because you only say that by the Lova and not by the Arev. So rule number one, you collect from the Lekuchos before you collect from the Arev. Rambam says in Hilchos Malva, we mentioned this also a couple of weeks ago, which we'll get back to. The Rambam says, if there are two Arevs on a loan, this is in Chaf Hei Yud, says the Rambam, Yipara Me'eza Mehen Sheyirtze. He could collect from anybody that he wants. He could collect the entire Chov from one of the Arevs. And then the other Arev could go back and get half it from the other Arev. But the Rambam says, Megar Adidi could go to one of the Arevs, and we discuss this back on Daf Kuf Zayin, because we said that Gemara seems to be like the Rambam. Right? That is the Rambam Pshita. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, no. Eino Mechuver, Elo Lefi HaMinog, V'lameidim Minagoyim LiYisrael. So, you know, go about collect part and part. Half and half. What's the Machlokas about? Hopefully we'll get to that in a few minutes. What's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid? Maybe this is about the Nekuda of the Chiyuv of Arev. The Ksos says maybe there's a pshar between the Rambam and the Ravid. Maybe b'shas matan ma'os, if there was an Arev at the time of the loan, then it's half and half. Because I'm a loan, they must be going into it as a shutfis, and it's half and half. They each accept half the chov. But if it's later, if it's like 2 weeks later, he realizes he's not going to be, might not be able to pay back. Shalom b'shas matan ma'os, says the Ksos, maybe then each of them are accepting full responsibility. Full responsibility. Interesting, Halasha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Lamed Aleph Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, what if I'm an Arev for somebody, and then all of a sudden I see he's being very irresponsible with his money? I see he's just wasteful. I see, and I accepted to be an Arev, but I thought he was a responsible guy, but now I see. Am I allowed to be masalik myself from being an Arev? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Arev okablon sheroim shehalove mivazves nechasov yecholim letovo sheyotzia meha'arvos avavishu betoch hazman. In this mind, you can go to Bezer and say, I want out. I see this guy is being wasteful with his money. Said the Shulchan Aruch, kuflam and aleph sif gimel, that you can get out. You can't just do it because you want to. You can't have to go to Bezer. You have to get out of it formally. But that is halacha. You can be masalik yourself from being an Arev. Okay, so we'll try to get back to that machlokas Rambam, Ravid, in a minute. Was I going to say it here? Let's continue. Then I'll say it. Says the Gemara, "Bim Amar Lo Amanashe Efara Mimisha Eretz Yipar Mina Arev." But if the condition in the loan is, but no, the mal that says I want to get paid back from anybody I want, then he could go to the Arev first because that was the deal. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lo Merim Yesh Nechasim Lalove Benkachu Benkachu Yipar Mina Arev. If the Lalove has Nechasim and the Nebuka Yosef added Lekuchos are an extension of the Lalove, then he can't go to the Arev. V'chein Ha'ir Rav Shimon Gamliel Lo Mer Ha'arev Leisha Beksubasa Vayabayalam. If there's an Arev for a ksuba, and the husband's divorcing her, and the husband says, I have no money, so the Arev is paying the woman, yadirena hana'a. The husband has to be muder hana'a from the woman. Because we're worried that maybe he's just saying he has no money, the woman will collect money from the Arev, and then they'll get remarried, and they'll make a buck. Shem yasa kudnun yana chasim shazev, yachzer zishto. Maybe he's going to take back his wife, so therefore, he has to be muder hana'a. The Ksos has, it's interesting, simple question. He says, why are we worried in every case? Every case, why aren't we worried that the Lova and the Malva are doing Kanunya? Right? Maybe the Lova is saying, I have no money, they'll collect from the Arya, and the Malva and the Lova will split the money. Why didn't you say that in every case of Malva and Lova? So says the Ksos, Simon Lametes Sivav, Vinire, Daha de Govim and Arya Behodoa Salova, Velo Chashidin Shemaparva, Lo Kanunya, we should have a Arev Kamo, Eni Yodea Impraticha. The Arev is admitting that he knew the loan took place. So it's like the case of Eini Yodea Impraticha, and we pass Chayiv in that case. Eini Yodea Mnischayavti Lecha, I don't know if I was Mechuyiv to in the first place, so then that's Pater. But Eini Yodea Impraticha is Chayiv, and therefore that is why it is like this case. Why do you say the same thing by Lekuchos? Is that what? By Lekuchos. No, I'm saying, but he has a right to go to Lekuchos before the Arev. He has a right, Meikar Hadin, because Lekuchos is an extension of the Lova. That's why he could go to him first.
The wife and the husband.
What about a great case of Malva and Lova? The wife and the husband, we are worried about making the deal. That's why he has to be Madur Hanoah from the wife.
Yep.
By Lekuch, what do you mean Lekuchos?
Let's say they go to collect from somebody.
They go to, what if the wife wants to collect from Lekuchos that the husband sold to? So be there too. Maybe no Kanami. So what's the reason? Let's go back. The first line of the Mishnah said, if you're a member, you can't collect from the Arev. Period. So Gemara doesn't know what that means yet. Why can't you collect from an Arev? My time, huh? Rabbi Rav Yosi Dami Shavayu, Gavra Shlima Sli, Gavra Shlima Lecha. I promised to give you back a person, and I'm giving you back a person. Meaning we think that arvus only means that here's the lova. If the lova is in Medinas Hayam or he died or something, so then I'll pay you back. But as long as I can present to you the person, that's good enough. So that's what we think arvus means at this stage. Says the Gemara, Maskev Lo Rav Nachman, Hai Dina Teparsoi, that's a Persian din. The Persians do that. That's not Judaism. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Adarabba. Basar Arva Azli. No, the Persians do just the opposite. The Persians allow you to go to the Arif straight, even if the Lova has money. So no, the Gemara meant the Ella Beit Dina Teparsoi. No, this is what it is. It's like a Persian Bezdin to Lo Yavi Taim Lo Mosaya. They don't explain themselves. What's the Mishnah talking about? Why can't you go to the Arif? That's what the problem is. So Gemara says, El Amar of Nachman, my lo yipar min ha'arev, lo yitva arev tchila. That's what the Mishnah reads. You can't go to Arev first before the Lova. Tadina mihachi, also the Brisa says, Amal ves chavir al yidei arev, lo yitva arev tchila. You can't go first. Vim Amar amanashe par mi misha erze, yitva arev tchila. Unless you make that tonight. Amar av huna, minayin la arev de mishtabit. How do you know that the concept of arev exists? The Rashbam says that he could commit by just with an amira without a kinyan. How do you know there's this concept of arvus? Dechsev, because the pasuk says by Yehuda, Anochi erev enu miyadi tavakshanu. I am arev for Binyamin. I'm an arev. Maskev la Rav Chisda, ha kablonis hu. Kablonis is a high level of arvus. It's not a regular arev. A kablan is a high level of arev. That maybe you could even go sometimes, we'll see exactly what the definition of a kablan is later, but it's a very strong type of arev, and maybe you'd be able to even go to the kablan straight. But that's kablanis, dechsiv. Kablanis is something about, it's as if it was given to the arev. Because what was the lashon used? Tana oso al yadi va'ani ashivenu. Give him to me, I'll give him back. Right, so that's kablanis, that's a special type of arev. Anybody knows the parsha here, that pasuk said by Reuven. So what do you mean? Was saying, oh, no, it was Kablanus. That was Reuven, not Yehuda. So Marsha says, no, Pashut. If Reuven said this and Yaakov refused, so then whatever Yehuda offered has got to be at least that. So it must be that Yehuda was also Kablanus, this high level Arvus. Because what? If that wasn't taken, then Reuven, Yehuda had to offer something more. So you're right. Ela Amar Yisrael Mehacha. Okay, different pasuk. Yehuda is not the ultimate source. The pasuk is in Mishlei. Lakach Bigdo Ki Arev Zar. Take the beged because a stranger was an Arev. Uba'ad Nachria Chavlehu. V'Omer Bini Amarapta L'Reacha. If you were an Arev for your friend, Takata Lazar Kapecha. Open your hand to your friend. No Kashte Bimre Ficha. You were caught by your words. No Kadata Bimre Ficha. And you were caught again. Asay Zos Efo Bini V'Hinatzel. Do this and be saved. Ki Vasa. What does that mean? So we darsh in the last phrase. If you have money in his hand, if you have his money in your hand, pay him up. And if not, also if you wronged him, you have to ask him forgiveness. And ask him forgiveness, not just pay him back the money. Period. Okay, so this is the source. If you look in the Torah, the beginning of the Hilchas Arvus, the Torah says in Simen Kuf Chaf Tes, the first line, Ha'arev l'chaveru mishtabed min ha'Torah. B'daraisa. Kazar Arvus is b'daraisa. That's the first line in the Torah. Says the priest, is it daraisa? We thought it was a pasuk in Bracious, but we ended up saying it was a pasuk in Mishlei. So is that daraisa? How could it be? So it must be, says the Prisha, that the Torah understands that really we say it's a pasuk in Bracious. So then we say, hey, maybe that's Kablanus. So then we bring Mishlei not to be a separate source, but we bring Mishlei to be Megala, that the pasuk in Bracious must be about regular Kablanus. Gotta know how to read the Gemara. Says the Prisha, that's how the Torah must have read the Gemara. Arev is Daraisa because it is... you use the pasuk in Mishlei to be megale on the pasuk in Bracious. Ask some of the mefarshim. Isn't this learning then from before Matan Torah? Start off with that tomorrow. Let's just finish. Amar Ameimar, Arev the Mishtabed Machlokas. Really, whether an Arev is Mishtabed is a Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Oh, we just had this. Kuf Samaches. Rabbi Yossi, Damar Asmachta Kanya Arev Mishtabed. Remember, the Arev didn't really get anything, and he's committing himself. Isn't that an example of Asmachta? Something that, right, we did this last Thursday night, right, that the Asmachta, a commitment that is based on a future event, which you don't think is really going to happen. So that's Arev. He thinks the other guy's going to pay back. So shouldn't Arev only work according to the man to Amar Vasmachta Kanya? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vasmachta Lo Kanya. Arev Lo Mishtabed. We Paskin Asmachta is not Kanya. So our Arvis shouldn't work. So Amalei Rav Ashi La Meimar. No, Hamaisa B'chol Yom. Asmachta Lo Kanya Arev Mishtabed. It's a problem. Because we Paskin Asmachta is not Kanya, but Arev works. So it must be that you could separate the two. Ela Amar Rav Ashi. Behahu Hana. Tukah Behemin Lei. Gomer U'mishtabed Nafshe. The Arev does get something. Is that stamina smachta, betting on something, gambling on something? He gets the ne'amanus. He feels great that the people trust him, and because of that which he receives, he commits. That's good enough for Arvus. Okay, tomorrow, by the Shem, we will start with the limud. Sorry, we started 2 minutes late. With the limud of learning things before Matan Torah, and also we'll start, you gotta come on time, we'll start with the Rambam and the Ravid, and Ravis Zalman. This is Zalman, who discusses what the lundus is behind Arvus. I took my shir yesterday to Haram Nuchot. We went to Ravis Zalman, right next to Rav Arkala, his son-in-law, across the road from Ravsi Pesach. So Baruch Hashem, we have the schus, not just of seeing his kever, but learning his Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.